This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Gets it, Richie.
What if that's Stevie Wonder?
Yeah, it sure is.
There is. It's 7 after the hour. This is the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen with my friends Rich McFadden, Kara Schillen, Jennifer recuperating from eye surgery. She'll be back next week. In the main, we are focused on a lot of things that people are talking about. Pretty interesting to see the attention given to Nike. They unveiled to a lot of hoopla this week Nike HyperAdapt 1.0, which has power-operated laces.
Yeah, like from Back to the Future, the self-lacing shoes.
As soon as you step into a pair, as if they were slip-ons, and press a button, the laces tighten up. The shoe lights up. The shoe was unveiled by the CEO of Nike, Mark Parker, along with a raft of other technologies. And they'll be out by this Christmas holiday season. The price, who knows what the price is. Themselves open for criticism because of where they make them and how they make them.
No more than any other shoe.
That's it, exactly. That's how they sort of get away with it. This is tremendously powerful. This is a very profitable company. The stock is very solid. Largest sportswear brand in the world, based in Beaverton, Oregon. There are actually some other things they're working on. Personalized products. This is a company that makes $50 billion a year.
Wow.
So,
I don't know that I really need that much technology in my shoes.
I want to tie my shoes. There are those shoes. Remember when you use Velcro to wrap up the new, my grandson has these little, cute little shoes. They didn't tie his shoes. They have Velcro that holds these little shoes and sneakers on. But this is what happens, actually. When you step into the shoe, your heel will hit a sensor. Then you press two buttons on the side, adjusting the grip. And then the sensor senses when the user needs to have a shoe tighter or looser. And it does it automatically. I would think that yesterday I spent some time in the doctor's office because I have a bunion on my left foot and I'm trying to treat it without having surgery. And so I got insoles and I have a wrap around my ankle and support of this and that. And we were talking about this and how it is that we all have such different feet. And to expect that some company is going to make hundreds and thousands of shoes that are exactly the same and have them fit everybody the same way is foolishness. It's like your fingerprint. Your feet, your toes are very unique. They're unique to you, how you walk, how you hold yourself, your back, your hips, your spine, all of that stuff predicates how you walk. And your feet are not the same. Nobody's foot is the same as the next guy's.
They're battery operated.
Yeah.
So you have to charge the shoes every night for 3 hours.
Plug in the shoes.
And plug your phone in. Plug your laptop in. Right. Plug your iPad in and plug your shoes in.
Right. Yep. There it is. Okay. So let's see. Some other things that are of interest and import. Donald Trump says we've had enough of the debates they're... How many of these? It looks like 10,000 of these.
Too many.
Debates.
Too many.
Nobody's disappointed at this. What I find disappointing in the last 24 hours is the lack of focus on Merrick Garland. You even know who he is?
Garland? He's the guy that Obama put up to be the next Supreme Court justice.
Now, I may not like this guy, and I might not even want to vote for him. I wouldn't trust Obama to put somebody up there that was going to really act in a way that I think the Supreme Court, all the people up there are way too political, frankly. But he won an award yesterday at the hands of that old fossil, who is the senior Republican in the Senate, Mitch McConnell, said, as far as we're concerned, Mr. President, Merrick Garland wins the most likely to get rejected position. He isn't even going to get rejected. I don't think they're going to have any hearings on this guy
the light
at all.
Yesterday he was crying, saying it was a great honor to be. And, you know, it sounded nice enough and everything, but be real, dude. You're never going to see the light of day.
So is it too close to the election? Apparently this sort of thing has happened in the past. I'm not a student.
And as a matter of fact, Joe Biden has done it in the past.
Yeah, right.
He told Bush the first, he said, you know, don't even think about bringing up anybody if the situation were to arise. It didn't, but he said if a Supreme Court appointment comes, don't even think about it.
So the Republicans say, okay, we're just giving you back some of your own medicine. Maybe there's something to be said for
you
that.
You know, and I don't look at it that way. I look at it as like, at first I was, come on, let them try to appoint somebody. Let it go to court and let everybody make a decision up or down, right? But then I started thinking, if you've got a sitting president on their way out, no matter which side they're on, why doesn't it make sense to let whoever the next president is going to be, Republican or Democrat, make the decision? So, whether it's Hillary or whether it's Trump, I think I'm okay with waiting until they come in to appoint the next Supreme Court justice.
Yeah, I'm with
you. How do you decide, like, you know, when a sitting president doesn't get to decide anymore?
There's no consistency to it, Kelly. Is that what you're saying?
It'd be your last year, your lame duck year.
But no, she's asking if there shouldn't be something that is more formal that deals with it instead of sort of the happenstance that now is a part of it.
Well, it's his constitutional right and his duty to try to appoint somebody.
That's the thing, is like, I think until they make some kind of, you know, okay, until they make some kind of actual law or some kind of constitutional amendment to say that during the lame duck year.
But there already is law. The law says that he is supposed to appoint somebody and that the Senate can say, no, we're not going to see the appointment.
That's what I'm saying, is that until they make a law changing that so that the next president coming in, well, then I think they should at least give him a hearing. But that's just my opinion.
It won't go anywhere. That's the point. Why waste time? It's all for show. By the way, speaking of that, I thought it was very interesting. Paul Ryan, who John Boehner thinks ought to be a president someday, and maybe he will be. He's quite a bright light. Notice he stayed away from it this time around. He said yesterday, we'll make Trump work. Now, he's looked upon, because of his age and his intelligence, his work ethic, all the things that have made him a good choice for sitting where he is. I think that if he says that, that puts him in a good seat for 4 years from now. I do, because I think the public wants this guy. And if you don't want to completely destroy the party, you better get on board, because it's going to be a train that leaves the station whether you're on it or not. So, enough on that. Let me talk about your hair. This is maybe more. We'll look at Donald Trump, by the way, the other day in an interview someplace. He said, I take care of my own hair. Nobody does my hair.
No $300 haircuts on the tarmac.
I do it. No. That's another one. People forget about stuff like that, Richard.
Yeah.
Interesting enough. He's referring, Rich is referring to Bill Clinton having stopping everything up at LAX for an hour and a half while he got a haircut.
On the runway.
Oh. So, it was. It's on the side runway at LAX. So, let's talk about Provia and its winning hair thinning therapy. You want to reduce premature hair loss, then you ought to call. Take care of those 100,000 hair follicles that Richie found out you've got on your head. Provia strengthens your hair follicles, gives you stronger, fuller, more vibrant hair, no pharmaceuticals at all. This is all natural, a cleansing agent, cleans out your pores, allows the follicles of hair under your scalp to grow back again. This is the cat's meow, if you will. Clinical strength hair thinning therapy. No side effects, no chemicals, no smell. It feels different. Doesn't feel like water, doesn't feel like oil. And when you put it on and you massage it around, I use one of those little electric massagers on my scalp. This would be something you'd love to see, Richie, I'm sure.
I'm sure.
And just use your imagination. Anyway, this shows that the results of it, when I see these emails from people, the results suggest that you really are going to treat yourself because it's so powerful. It acts so fast. Here's a lady that says, Provia truly delivers on its promise. Within weeks, new hair started coming in on my scalp. No nasty smell. It's not greasy. I only need to apply a bit on the thinning area. I use it every other night before I go to bed. It is amazing stuff. 800-525-8319. Maybe that's enough. Maybe the fact that I say you'll get your hair back or your money back guaranteed, maybe that'll motivate you to call 800-525-8319. Whatever it is, you'll get your hair back or your money back. And that's the bottom line. Order Provia today. You'll receive the brand new Provia Super Concentrate for no extra money. So get those results. Call 800-525-8319. No operation, no messy anything. It's pretty easy. It works while you're asleep. Provia, get that hair growing again. 800-525-8319.
How long would you wait for your shower to get hot? How long would you wait for your cell phone to fully charge? How long would you wait to get relief from your nasal congestion? If you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So, why wait? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed. For more information, go to Afrin.com.
I've been teaching organic chemistry for the last 17 years, so I'm pretty good with complex calculations. But when I started thinking about my retirement, I was pretty stumped. Luckily, I have TIAA as my financial partner. Together, we retrosynthetically analyze my financial future, which is organic chem speak for, we figured it out.
See how we're helping those who do good do well at the new TIAA.org. TIAA, created to serve, built to perform.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Business owners are always on the run, but staying connected and organized is really essential to your success. A way to do both? Set up multiple extensions for callers to choose from and have your calls forwarded. This way you'll never miss a call, and you can prioritize based on the extension selected. Take the important calls now and get back to the rest later. Keep listening for more ideas here, and visit grasshopper.com.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon shooting buggy riding mint with Nutrazine, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
We are back live at the Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis 500, where that number one Blue Emu motor is really putting a hurting on the competition. Speaking of hurting, don't let pain get you off track. Race back with Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Pain Relief Cream. Whether you're in the stands or behind the wheel, ditch your pit crew and use Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Pain Relief Cream. America's number one emu oil formula, helping you beat the pain today.
Available in stores nationwide.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Songs from this week in 2009, starting with number five, David Cook's The Time of My Life. Want to crank this up, Richie? Be interested in Kara's take on this song. Let's see, 2009, you would have been, what, about 18? First year of college?
I think it was my last year of high school, actually. He was on American Idol, right?
Yep.
I think he was, yeah.
The winner, I think.
Season 7.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like the song. He's one of the winners that I actually liked. There weren't
did you
many
like
people.
It? Did you watch a lot of American Idol when you were younger?
No, I think I watched maybe the first season and bits and pieces. I know I saw part of Carrie Underwood's season and part of this one, but I have never really liked that show very much.
Kelly Clarkson was the first winner, right?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And then Carrie. All right. So, Richie, your wife was a big fan of American Idol. Is she watching the final year?
She does. She watches The Voice and American Idol, and she loves them both.
Huh. Okay. All right. So, from David Cook in the number five spot during this week in 2009, we moved to number four, and Leona Lewis is Better in Time. Country artist, isn't she? Is it guys over here? No?
No.
No?
I didn't actually hear the question, but she's British, and she was on the X Factor in the UK.
She was?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. As an actress, she was, or what did she
no,
say?
As a singer. Yeah, she was one.
Oh, the X Factor.
On the X Factor, she was one of the one of the first winners on the X Factor in the UK before it came over here.
Right.
She's on Simon Cowell's label.
I was thinking of something else that has the X in it. It has nothing to do with the X Factor. The X Files? Duh. I'm thinking, what is this woman doing on the X Files? No, it's X Factor. All right, so this good English lady, number four, Leona Lewis in that position. Number three, another British group. This is Coldplay. And my favorite song of it. This is such a great song. I'm going to be tempted to have Richie play the whole thing. Number three this week, on its way to number one, this week in 2009, Viva La Vida was the name of the song. What a great story. You can follow it. Crank it up, Richie! Stole the song from what's his name? Striazzi. What was that guy's name?
Chris.
Were
you talking about the lead singer?
No. There was an instrumental version of this, and the guy sued Coldplay for stealing the song, and then they found out the riff was in 100 other songs. Al somebody or other.
Joe Satriani.
Satriani. All right.
Chris Martin, though, annoys me. He's got this, like, where he bends over. He looks like he has to go to the bathroom every time he's on stage singing
Chris
song.
Martin?
Yeah, because he's, like, kind of like in this crumped over kind of position.
I'm
like, dude, take a bathroom break and come back on the stage and perform.
Gwyneth Paltrow was his wife for a while. Okay, let's see. Number two this week, 2009, Taylor Swift.
Five.
It's the first song of hers that I really liked. And it's held up nicely. Right? You like this?
Talented woman.
Yeah. Sharon doesn't like it.
She's fine. Yeah. I like her, all right.
All right, how about Jason Mraz?
Yeah, another incredibly talented guy.
Good stuff. Number one this week in 2009, Joseph and Jason Mraz, and I'm yours.
You know what this song is fun for me, Doug?
No.
I can play it on ukulele, guitar, and drums.
Really?
Yeah.
So bring him in someday. We'll have a little orchestra.
Bring my drum set in.
Yeah.
My favorite story about this song, sorry, real fast. My mom thought he said, open up your pants. And you're free instead of your plan. So,
nice,
yeah.
Mom.
It's true.
28 after on Good Day. Open up your
plans and damn, you're free. Every floor in stock is on sale at Lumber Liquidators' end of quarter clearance sale. 100 million square feet of top quality flooring is priced to move. Get incredible deals on 60 styles of North American and European laminate, including the look of oak, maple, or cherry for under $1. 200 styles of pre-finished hardwood from just 99 cents. Save $2 a square foot on beautiful Bellawood 3/4-inch solid Brazilian cherry. And get pre-finished solid bamboo from $149. Plus woodlook tile, vinyl plank, and more from 69 cents. And pay no interest until 2018. The end of quarter clearance sale is going on now. So visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
When it comes to commercial vehicles, it's time to drill down to the details. If you're not driving the new Sprinter Worker from Mercedes-Benz, your van just isn't cutting it. The Sprinter Worker takes payload up a notch, carrying up to 3,512 pounds. Its cargo volume is cranked up too, with over 300 cubic feet of space. When it comes to safety, it's unmatched, but it's the price that'll really hammer it home. The new Sprinter Worker starts at just $32,495. It also has a service interval of up to 20,000 miles and the highest residual value in its class, according to ALG. Put that in your pipe and weld it. Huge capacity, small price, starting at just $32,495. The all-new Sprinter Worker, starting at only $32,495. Mercedes-Benz, vans born to run.
NSFD for a 2016 Sprinter Worker excludes all options, Texas title, registration, transportation, charge, and dealer prep. Options, final availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
An RV rolls into a campground. Kids in the back eat turkey, jerky, excessive. Dad drives like a boss with 24/7 support from Progressive. Tomorrow it's off to see the world's largest ball of twine. Would have seen it last trip, but Dad missed the sun.
Get 24/7 help when you insure your RV with Progressive. Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hey, I rode the elevator with you. But I don't work on the upper floors. I just want to squeeze in there right next to you. So the RFID scanner in my pocket can capture all your personal information. Your debit and credit cards. Even your work ID badge. So your identity is now my identity. Going up, so am I.
For over 10 years, ID Stronghold has pioneered RFID blocking wallets and ID badge holders for consumers, the U.S. military, and even the executive office of the president. Shouldn't you be protected too? ID Stronghold wallets cost about the same as wallets in most stores, but give you extra protection.
I'm Wal Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Don't be a victim of electronic pickpocketing. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses.
Visit IDStronghold.com and get the original RFID blocking wallets and badge holders. IDStronghold.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Today is a good day. Thank you very much for joining us on the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen with my friends Tara Schillen, Rich McFadden, and you along for a discussion of the issues of the day. Taxes in the news. Coca-Cola, Pepsi-Cola, Dr. Pepper, their shares went into the tank this week after the Brits announced they're going to tax soft drinks. Just like Michael Bloomberg, they say they want to combat child obesity. So as you look at these are all American companies, British Chancellor George Osborne announced the sugar tax in Parliament. Next year, the UK will tax all drinks with more than one tablespoon of sugar per 100 milliliters of drink. Michael Bloomberg hailed the move at the start of the global fight against sugar. By the way, Mexico, France, Belgium, Hungary are among those who this year have introduced similar taxes. So social media, as you can imagine, buzzing after the Osborne surprise. That's what they called it in Parliament. Here's Mara Montalbano. Who reported on her Twitter. This is an audio Twitter feed, I guess. I don't understand how that works with you, but anyway. Jamie Oliver got a huge backlash after he was seen dancing happily over the news of this sugar tax.
Why is celebrity chef Jamie Oliver so excited he did an impromptu dance on national television? Would you believe it's because of a new tax the government just imposed on the UK? Well, Oliver thinks it will help his cause to fight childhood obesity. The tax was imposed on sugary soft drinks and will start getting collected in 2018. But not everybody was dancing with him. In fact, lots of people took to Twitter to call him out as a hypocrite. Sam said, there's something just a tad perverse about celeb millionaire Jamie Oliver gleefully celebrating a tax on products which will hit the poor most. This reporter pointed out how Jamie uses a lot of sugar in his own recipes. And Michael says it's showing. Hasn't Jamie Oliver got fat? It seems this sweet victory for Jamie is leaving a lot of people feeling sour.
Come on, for God's sakes. Hit the poor the most. Who are you kidding? The poor, what are you saying? Because people are poor, they haven't got any brains? Yes, it's true that a lot of people who don't have a lot of money eat cheap food. But there are plenty of substitutes.
Fat rich people.
And alternatives. Yeah, and there are plenty of fat rich people. You're right. There may be more of a chance of that the other way around because of the way that they eat and drink and that sort of thing. But to have somebody say it'll hit the poor, have the most effect on the poor.
Proportionally, more of their income gets hit.
Right.
So.
But that's like saying they're too stupid to understand how bad sugar is for them. As in a matter of speaking, people who are poor make bad choices, or I guess bad choices, you'd say. They were bad choices. But is that based on their income or their intelligence quotient? There are plenty of studies that have shown, whether it's drink or food, you can buy and prepare foods that are much healthier for you for the same amount of money it would cost you to go to a Wendy's or a McDonald's or Burger King or whatever to get a mood. It's just a move, a meal. It's just easier to do it that way, so some say. But to say that it hits the poor most, that really is.
Well, all taxes
that's
hit,
class warfare.
All taxes hit poor.
Well,
harder than they hit the rich.
How? Because they don't have as much money? So don't drink the stuff.
Well,
that's what this is aimed at.
That argument on every tax, though.
Mm-hmm. Well, listen, you're not going to find a friend here when it comes to taxes. You're not going to find any friends.
That's a great argument. I'll use it.
Here's Matthew Williams, one of the many who took to YouTube to express his feelings about Osborne and the sugar tax.
George Osborne, with his announcements today for the budget. But what interested me was how he actually stood there and said, oh, you know, sugar is really bad. Sugar is bad, so we're going to have a tax on sugar in sugary drinks. Wow, great. He then said, oh, and we should be saying great things about people in the industry who've changed their sugar in the drinks, you know, and sort of reformed this, yeah, like Robinson's. He gave a advert for Robinson's, right, which is the number one company, right, that took out all the sugar and replaced it with aspartame.
Yeah, that's what you're going to get.
Yeah. So basically what he's saying is, don't drink sugary drinks, folks. Get cancer and brain hemorrhages and mood swings and mental illness problems from aspartame.
You need to educate yourself and the legislative process, I suppose, legislators, into why they ought to. If you're going to get a banning stuff, ban that crap, too. And whatever there is that's going to sweeten this, there have been plenty of ways developed to sweeten things without having it be bad for you. It's just easiest and cheapest to use some of the other stuff. Do you ever use stevia?
Yeah, I do have stevia in my office for when I have tea.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, what about, was Kara drink? She didn't drink coffee, does she?
Or she drinks usually water, don't you, Kara?
Yeah, I normally have water. I drink too much juice, but my New Year's resolution this year was to actually stop drinking soda, and I've followed through so far,
good.
Which is good.
Yeah, that's bad stuff. Mm. Okay, also in the tax department, City Council in Chicago this week rescinded a sales tax on tampons that they introduced last week. The vote followed a recommendation that was made without opposition by the Finance Committee. Last week they voted to add a 10% tax on tampons.
Why?
And women went nuts, as well they should have.
What would make them even think?
Because
they're
stupid. How many women are there on the Chicago City Council would be the first question I'd ask. Maybe you can quickly Google that, Richie. Now, as of this week, Chicago City Council says tampons and sanitary napkins are characterized as medical necessities, and so they will be exempted. But women have been screaming for a long time about how the products that use them, that help them for birth control, aren't paid for by Medicare and other insurance programs. Whereas you can get Viagra and what's the other stuff, Levitra and Cialis. They're paid for by insurance. I think they're 100% right. This is pretty damned outrageous.
Apparently, they tried to do this in the U.K. when you search for it.
Yeah.
Apparently, they tried to put a tax on it in the U.K. last year as well.
Well, it's been tried seven times. Seven different states are looking at this legislation. Five women in New York filed a lawsuit arguing the tax is unconstitutional. If it isn't unconstitutional, it sure is pretty stupid if you're looking to get the women vote. Never mind even that. But why would you go there unless you just are the biggest sexist pig that comes down the pike? I can't even begin to imagine how people who have supposedly their job is to represent people. How many women do you know who think it ought to cost more money to buy tampons and feminine products for feminine hygiene? And then not only that, they're going to add there are diapers for people that get older, incontinence products, that sort of thing. They want to put a state sales tax on those things too. Not a good idea. Not smart, shall we? Just not smart.
But currently 40 states in the United States impose a tax on feminine hygiene products.
Yeah, great. It's a way to win. But you see these discussions.
But I don't see anywhere in the article as to why. I mean, the only thing I can think of is in the
because people have to have them. They're going to pay whatever they have to pay to get them. That's what it is.
Whether the sewer system has anything to do with it.
That's part of a problem that there is for that stuff as well. Yeah, but just not supposed to flush them. You're supposed to throw them out in the garbage.
Wow.
Go to a landfill or something. It saps all my energy to have a discussion like that. So, Kara, do we sound like a couple of the people who have these conversations? It's like abortion. You never hear women talking about abortion. It's always men who are talking about abortion or things like that. So why is it that men are always talking about these things and women aren't?
Well, I'll let you guys go ahead and talk about it because, I mean, you're kind of on the right path that it's ridiculous, you know, and something that you don't have any choice. It's already bad enough as it is.
Right.
That you have to deal with it. So on top of this, you have to pay a tax. I mean, I can't talk about it because it's so extraordinarily frustrating. Mm-hmm. And whose idea it was, I don't know why it would ever occur to someone.
It wasn't a woman's idea, I guarantee you that. No, not at all.
That's all I have to say about it.
Okay, in a moment, Richie's going to tell us a delightful story about a dog rescue.
Amazing.
This is a sweet story. You look at a picture of this dog and you wonder how in the world did this dog survive. That's coming up next year on Good Day.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-609-4073. That's 800-609-4073. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-609-4073.
I'm Bob Dorigo Jones, and this is Let's Be Fair. According to a Gallup poll, Americans believe the government regulates business too much. 49% of Americans say there's too much government regulation, while only 21% say there's too little regulation. Federal agencies like the Internal Revenue Service, the Environmental Protection Agency, and the National Labor Relations Board create so much red tape for job providers, many feel it's almost impossible to keep up to date with all the rules. So anyone who runs a business may find irony in the fact that the National Labor Relations Board itself has been found guilty of an unfair labor practice. That's right. A judge has ruled that when the NLRB moved its headquarters to a new building in Washington, D.C., the agency violated its duty to fully negotiate the terms of the move with the unions representing its own workers. Let's be fair. There's way too much government red tape today. When the NLRB can't even follow labor laws, something's seriously wrong. Learn more. Visit our website at centerforamericatv.org.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazine, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need to get a grip on my company's spending.
Staples has low prices every day.
So I won't overspend?
Nope. With our price match guarantee, you can always get the lowest price on everything for your office.
Everything?
Everything.
The lowest prices on ink, paper, coffee, ink, folders, notepads, ink, sticky notes, ink, trash pads, ink, binders, and ink?
Need some ink?
A little bit, yeah.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store at staples.com for details.
46 past the hour here on Good Day. Richie's been following a story about a wonderful dog rescue that most thought was impossible. I think this goes back about 5 weeks, doesn't it, Richie?
Yeah, it does. It's a dog named Luna. She's an 18-month-old, looks like a German Shepherd.
Anyway,
Luna was out on a fishing boat with her owner, and he said 1 minute she was there, and I turned around, and she was gone.
Yeah. Jumped in the water and chased a fish.
They were off the coast of San Diego, and the Navy went out looking for her, and they searched San Clemente Island, which is where there's a Navy base, and they searched the water surrounding it and could not find her and presumed that she was dead. Fast forward 5 weeks, this past Tuesday, the dog was discovered wagging her tail to the Navy personnel on the island, and they walked right up to them. Said they were shocked.
Yep.
There's no domestic animals on the island because of the environmental programs that take place there, but she ran right up to the staff on the Navy base and just started wagging her tail and licking and petting them. And
how did she survive, though? Is anybody
thinking
that
they
out?
They think that she spent the 5 weeks, they think that she doggy paddled to the island 2 miles.
Yeah.
And then spent the last 5 weeks hunting and eating mice.
Really?
And was able to survive on that. So she's been returned to her owner now.
What a sweet thing.
Nice little dog.
Folks at NASA are talking about where they should go next. It was an interesting presentation. Buzz Aldrin is very popular and very present in a lot of these conversations about what's going on at NASA. He said that the space bosses ought to delay their deep space plans and get to the moon and set up a sort of a moon colony and use that as a launching pad to go out to Mars. He says he doesn't think that we will, if we do it the right way, we would blast off to Mars until around 2040. There are some who said we can go in 2030, and we're going to go back to the moon supposedly by the end of this decade, that kind of stuff. But Buzz Aldrin wants space programs that assist, not compete with other nations. I think we ought to be. That's why I said that the other day on the air. Why are we spending all this money to do all this stuff on our own? Here's the Chinese over here doing it.
Yeah, the
Japanese are doing it. The Russians are doing it. The Europeans are doing it. What are you doing this for? It's crazy. Let's everybody get together like we did on the International Space Station and make it happen that way.
I don't know that I trust the Russians taking over Mars.
Nah. I mean, what are they going to do? Kill their own people?
And how does being, how does having a launch from the moon help you to get to Mars?
Because the techs have figured out you can use the ice that's on the moon to create rocket fuel and build fuel.
But it's only a couple hundred thousand miles closer to Mars when you're talking about
300,000. But you can build a sort of a launch pad, Richie. Right. All right. Food for thought, anyway. It's 50 minutes after the hour.
For me, it was a big S-Class from the 90s. Beautiful. My friend's dad had one.
The SL. All of the SLs. I've been watching those since I was a kid.
I think the 1971 SE was the first Mercedes that just blew me away.
Everyone remembers the first time they saw one, and the day they began to long for a Mercedes-Benz of their own. Well, that day may be a lot closer than you think. With a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz, you can experience the luxury, the unparalleled safety, the performance, and the style Mercedes-Benz is famous for at a price you can afford. Beautiful SUVs, sedans, coupes, and convertibles that are factory certified and covered by an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 3 years, so you can drive without a worry for as far as you like. And during the certified pre-owned sales event going on now through February 29th, you can receive 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and special financing available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. Only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. You've waited long enough.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
Nowadays, there are millions of people with old smartphones, iPads, tablets, you name it, just sitting around collecting dust. And if those are improperly disposed of, well, they contain unsafe, toxic materials harmful to you and the environment. But now, these devices can be used as a painless way to help support your favorite GCN shows. Visit DonateMyCell.com. Donations are tax-deductible, and if you donate 10 or more devices, you'll receive a special free gift offer. That's DonateMyCell.com. DonateMyCell.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Past the hour now on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program. It's Tech Talk time. Richie and I are going to talk about March Madness. There's a new trend-making app. And also, we are in the trending box at DougSteffen.com suggesting you be careful about what you like, if you know what I mean, on Facebook. All that in our focus in a moment here on Good Day.
I've been teaching organic chemistry for the last 17 years. So I'm pretty good with complex calculations. But when I started thinking about my retirement, I was pretty stumped. Luckily, I have TIAA as my financial partner. Together, we retrosynthetically analyzed my financial future, which is organic chem speak for, we figured it out.
See how we're helping those who do good do well at the new TIAA.org. TIAA, created to serve, built to perform.
Welcome to Staples. Staples guy, I need to get a grip on my company's spending.
Staples has low prices every day.
So I won't overspend?
Nope. With our price match guarantee, you can always get the lowest price on everything for your office.
Everything?
Everything.
The lowest prices on ink, paper, coffee, ink, folders, notepads, ink, sticky notes, ink, trash pads, ink, binders, and ink?
Need some ink?
A little bit, yeah.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store at staples.com for details.
Last night, Cheryl Loggy made her status. Any moms out there know a good stroller for twins? Help! It got 10 likes and 8 comments. Geico also has a comment, Cheryl. While we don't know which stroller you should go with, we do know that in as little as 15 minutes, you can save hundreds of dollars on your car insurance just by switching to Geico. And with that money, you can buy the swankiest of rides for your tiny duo to cruise around in. Right on down to potty training town. Hashtag twins. Hashtag savings.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
All right, so Richie, you're following March Madness, and I'm sure there's plenty of material online, people with their bets and trying to understand who's out front and who's going to win.
Yeah, I'm filling out my brackets this morning and handing it in with my $5. I'm going to do two brackets. That'll cost me $10, and hopefully this year's the year I win a little bit. But let's say you're at the office, Doug, and you're keeping up on your brackets. You're following what's going on in the games, and you're watching your brackets and making sure whether you're hitting the wins or not. The NCAA has come up with a cool thing. Just in case your boss isn't cool with you spending time at work checking your brackets, it's called the boss button.
Really?
And whenever your boss is walking by, instead of having to scramble scramble and click to another screen so that he doesn't see you checking your brackets, there's a button right on their bracket page called the boss button. And what it will do is take you to one of three places. It will either take you to a fake search engine, a fake slideshow,
really?
Or fake class notes in case you're checking it in school and your teacher's walking up on you. So check that out. If you go to the NCAA brackets, you'll see the boss button there. They apparently they've had it for 10 years. And also, if your internet traffic is a little slow today at the office, you kind of know what's going to be going on.
Exactly.
Internet traffic is going to be hit hard today. Mm-hmm.
One of the great features of Facebook is that you can like something and it'll come up in your friends' news feeds, effectively sharing it with that person. When one of those pictures pops up of a youngster, for example, holding a sign that says, I get 10,000 likes. My mom and dad said I can have a brother or a sister if I have that. You may be more likely to think about liking it. But that's not really all it seems to be. If you like it, it begins to pop up on news feeds, can be shared across the network of your friends, or just like extremely broad. If you're like me, I've got thousands of people that are on facebook.com/today. Yep. Like farming, for example. How does the scam work? There's a scam involved. The scammer creates a page, posts cute pictures. When you like the page, it shows up in your newsfeed. If you continue to comment on it or like this, it begins to show up more in your own newsfeed and then in your friend's newsfeed. And the more it shows up, the more likes and interaction it gets, the more power it gains, yada, yada, yada. But where the harm is, the page has a few thousand likes. Its creator can place ads on the page. These may be just for something they sell and want you to buy. It can also be ads for scams that debit money from your bank account, products that never arrive, ads that when you click through them contain viruses. There's a lot of huge black market for selling Facebook pages with thousands of likes. Facebook can sell pages. They say it's against their terms of service, but it does happen. So you may want to be very careful. The scammers appeal to your better nature, photos of children with diseases.
So they're actually creating content in order to get to
scam you.
You.
Yeah, in order to scam you. Right.
So doing hard work.
If you want to know more about it, you can check the story out. It's a service of DougStephan.com. Why you need to be careful about what you like on Facebook from today's show at DougStephan.com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been on the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.